This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasain with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assigns additional ministerial portfolios among current cabinet ministers. President Vidya Devi Bhandari appoints 20 officials of various constitutional bodies. Advocates continued pleading yesterday as well over House dissolution case in constitutional bench. Country registers 2,518 additional recovery from COVID-19 and dozens missing after 12-story building collapse in Miami, Florida, United States. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has assigned the additional ministerial portfolios of 5 ministers, including himself. Prime Minister Oli will hold the portfolio Ministry of Defence and Ministry of Foreign Affairs himself. The Prime Minister added the ministerial portfolio to 5 current ministers of the cabinet after the Supreme Court issued an interim order relieving 20 ministers appointed after the dissolution of the House. With this, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel has been assigned with the responsibility of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Likewise, Education Minister Krishna Gopal Srestha has been assigned the ministerial portfolio of Health and Population, Forest and Environment, Youth and Sports, and Labour, Employment and Social Security Ministries. Similarly, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Bashanta Kumar Nembang, will be looking after the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Agriculture and Livestock Development, Water Supply and Urban Development. Similarly, Leelanath Srestha has been assigned the responsibility of Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Land Management Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Federal Affairs and General Administration. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has appointed 20 officials of various constitutional bodies on the recommendation of the Constitutional Council. According to the statement issued by the President's office, Dr. Hari Paudel and Dr. Sumitra Srestha had been appointed as commissioners at the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority. Likewise, Madhav Prasad Regmi has been appointed as the chairperson of Public Service Commission. Accordingly, Sagun Samshir Rana has been appointed as the Election Commissioner of the Election Commission of Nepal, along with the officials of other constitutional bodies. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners pleaded yesterday as well over the dissolution of the House of Representatives case in the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court. The constitutional bench of the Apex Court is continually hearing since Wednesday over the case filed demanding the appointment of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba to the post of Prime Minister. The Constitutional Bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Rana, Advocates Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Ishwar Khatiwada and Anand Mohan Bhattarai is hearing the case. The World Health Organization, WHO, has refuted the claims that a mix-and-match regimen of Varicella and AstraZeneca Covishield vaccine would yield more effective results. Issuing a press release, WHO clarified that it has not issued any such statements and the attribution is false. The press release also states that while studies are ongoing regarding the interchangeability between vaccines and more evidence is needed regarding interchangeability of the second dose of AstraZeneca with the Varicella vaccines before conclusions can be made. Additional 2,518 corona infected people registered full recovery in Nepal, taking the total recovery tally to 570,958. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the recovery rate from COVID-19 now stands at 90.7%. Meanwhile, the country reported 2,474 more new cases of coronavirus infection. The Health Ministry confirmed 24 corona-related deaths yesterday, leading the total national death tally to 8,918. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real machito.
Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys, ke cha testo fast?
NTC 4G.
Prastut cha Nepal's fastest 4G LTE advanced network ka saath.
यो त साच्चै नै फास्ट रहेछ
पछिल्लो पुस्ताको NT4G LTE बिना रोकटोक 250 Mbps सम्मको डाउनलोड साथै HD मुभीज को भरपूर मजा NT4G LTE सुचारु गर्नका लागि डायल गर्नुहोस् *444# नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the international updates now. At least one person has died and dozens are missing after the collapse of a 12-story residential building in north of Miami, Florida. The number of people who have been located now stands at 102, while 99 still unaccounted for, according to Miami-Dade Mayor Daniel Levine Carver. It is unclear how many people were in the building at the time. The cause of the collapse affecting about half of the 130 units in the complex remains unclear. The block in the town of Surfside was built in 1980. A number of Latin American migrants have been reported missing by the consulates. An indigenous nation in Canada says it has found 751 unmarked graves at the site of a former residential school in Saskatchewan. The Kausas First Nation said the discovery was the most significantly substantial to date in Canada. It comes weeks after the remains of 215 children were found at a similar residential school in British Columbia. The Maryville Indian Residential School was operated by the Roman Catholic Church from 1899 to 1997 in the area where Kausas is now located in southwestern Saskatchewan. It is not yet clear if all the remains are linked to the school. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Kandagi Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. Chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assigns additional ministerial portfolios among current cabinet ministers. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints 20 officials of various constitutional bodies. Advocates continued pleading yesterday as well over House dissolution case in Constitutional Bench. Country registers 2,518 recovery from COVID-19 and dozens missing after 12-story building collapse in Miami, Florida, United States. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.